Sarah Palin. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As promised, John McCain upstaged the next day coverage of Barack Obama's moment, and he did it by picking a woman as his vice presidential nominee, and a young woman at that. And not just a young woman, but a young Christian woman whose husband is a native Eskimo and who has five children, one of them with Down syndrome. She is pro-life, pro-gun, a beauty pageant finalist, eats moose burgers, and made her name in Alaska by exposing ethical violations in her own party. She touches so many constituencies, it almost looks like vetting by Google. I mean, if you do a search on everything that Republicans might look for to attract disenchanted Hillary voters, female, experience as a governor, pro-life, maverick, young, all the listings mention Sarah Palin. But there's a flip side as well. That experience as governor is only 2 years, and considering the issue that the Republicans have made of Barack Obama's inexperience, I'm guessing the Democrats have already picked the ominous music for their YouTube comparison. But this story has already accomplished one thing. It's left a lot less TV time for replays of the Obama spectacle. All those fireworks that won't fire again. All those deafening cheers that won't be heard just one more time. It's the advantage of going second. In fact, you could argue it wasn't John McCain who made the decision. It was Barack Obama. And so the Republicans now have their Hillary Clinton. Unless she turns out to be Dan Quayle. And you thought this would be the year the campaign was about issues. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.